A few years ago, scientists were astonished when they saw a crow named Betty invent a new tool. She took a straight piece of wire, bent it into a hook, and used the hook to get food out of a tube. That's a tool. But that was a captive crow. What researchers really want to know is how her wild relatives make and use tools. So they trapped wild birds and stuck video cameras to them. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more on CrowCam.
The footage from CrowCam is not the most beautifully produced nature documentary you will ever see. But keep in mind, it was shot by wild birds. One scene is labeled 4:21 p.m., flight. You see a tree branch and black crow legs. Then the bird takes off. The shaky video shows blurry trees far below, bright sky, and black flashes of wing. You hear wind and cawing.
Most people struggle to understand what's going on because it's a very unusual perspective.
That's Christiane Roots at the University of Oxford.
Everybody would expect the camera to sit on the head or possibly on the belly or the back.
But his group found that wouldn't work. So they taped the tiny cameras to the bird's tail feathers. The camera comes down through the feathers and then points forward. It's like what a quarterback might see as he looks through the legs of the center who's holding the football.
To have this view where you see a look through the bird's legs is very unusual.
But Roots knew the weird view could still be very revealing. He and his colleagues went to the tropical islands of New Caledonia near Australia. They caught 18 wild crows and taped on the cameras, which weigh less than half an ounce. A timer kept the cameras from filming for a couple of days. Otherwise, they'd just record crows trying to tear them off. When the cameras came on, the team set up a receiver and watched the crow channel.
We see the live footage coming in on this little camera, so we are live and in color on the wing with the New Caledonian crow.
In the online edition of the journal Science, the team says it got about 7 hours of video. The team saw two male crows using sticks and dry blades of grass to probe around on the ground. The birds held the tools in their beaks and even carried them from place to place, suggesting that they might hold on to especially good tools.
This is actually pretty cool.
Kevin McGowan is a crow researcher at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology. He says wild birds can be hard to observe, especially in forests.
To be able to watch the bird handling a tool to know if it was on the ground or flying around, and you know, that's a rare insight into the lives of birds that we just normally only can imagine.
McGowan says he's never heard of cameras being used on flying wild birds before. Neither has Greg Marshall at the National Geographic Society, which has a new exhibit on critter cams. 20 years ago, Marshall pioneered the idea of putting cameras on animals.
Since then, we've worked with somewhere on the order of 60 different species.
Mostly big creatures like sharks, whales, and turtles. Marshall says the new work in crows just shows what can happen as cameras get smaller and smaller.
And the fact that they found a viable research question with a bird that small is remarkable and fantastic. And they've done a great job sort of extending that frontier.
Next week, Marshall is holding the first conference for researchers who stick cameras on wild animals. He says about 200 people are coming, including the crow guy. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.